Part 2. The Plan. Fred planned to take the dog home and get a reward. He would say that he had found Roger near the freeway. The owners would be so happy that they would probably give him a reward. He felt bad about lying, but the dog was walking around free, and he might even really be lost because the address was 6 blocks away. After a few minutes, Fred and the dog got to the house. Fred stood on the porch for a few minutes thinking. He had come this far, so he thought he should just do it. He rang the doorbell. A man opened the door and seemed surprised when he saw his dog and the boy.
"Sir,"
Fred said, holding Roger by the collar, "I found your dog by the freeway. His dog license says he lives here." The man looked at Fred a long time before saying in a pleasant voice, "That's right." He asked Fred to come in.
"So, he was by the freeway?"
"Uh-huh."
"You bad dog," the man said, wagging his finger.
Fred didn't say anything. He looked around, amazed by this house with its rich furniture and a television as big as the front window of his home. He smelled pancakes and heard music coming from another room.
"Helen," the man called to the kitchen, "we have a visitor."
His wife came into the living room smiling. "And who have we here?" she asked in a very soft voice.
"This young man said he found Roger near the freeway."
"It was very nice of you to bring Roger home," the woman said. "Where do you live?"
"By the flower shop on Olive Street," he said.
The wife looked at her husband, then at Fred. Her eyes lit up as she said, "Well, young man, you are probably hungry. How about a pancake?" She took Fred to the kitchen and gave him a glass of milk and some big pancakes. He ate with both eyes on the man and woman who stood there smiling at him. They were strange, he thought, but nice. "That was good," he said after he finished eating.
"Did you make them, ma'am?"
"Yes, I did. Would you like some more?"
"No, thank you. I have to go home now."
As Fred walked to the door, the man took out a bill. "This is for you," he said. "Roger is special to us, almost like a son." Fred looked at the bill and knew he was in trouble. Not with these nice people or with his parents, but with himself. How could he have lied like that? The dog wasn't lost. It was just having fun on a Saturday afternoon. "I can't take that."
"You have to. You deserve it. Believe me," the man said.
"No, I don't."
"Now, don't be silly," said the lady.
She took the bill from her husband and put it in Fred's pocket. "You're a lovely child. Your parents are lucky to have you." Fred went out, and the lady closed the door. Fred felt like ringing the doorbell and begging them to please take the money back, but he knew they would refuse. He hurried away and, at the end of the block, took the money out of his pocket. It was a $20 bill.
"Oh man, I shouldn't have lied," he said to himself.